So that's a good example. We're out here at a farmer's market preaching. Good example how people lie. So I'm standing there on the public sidewalk, and there's an old guy within earshot. And I said, sir, do you know the path to eternal life? Old guy. He's like maybe 85 or 90. And him and I are talking, and we're just having a nice conversation, telling about eternal life and death is coming for both of us. And this other mocker man comes up and starts lying about what we preach. And he starts saying things about, you're against all material things. I see you have a camper van and you wear a tunic. It's material. And I'm like, where did we say that we're against material things? Oh, we're not against material things. If they're not sinful and they're of God, if they're sinful, we reject them. If they're of God, we walk in them. We use them for God's glory. Like a phone, you can use it for God's glory and for propagation of the gospel, proclamation of the gospel all over the internet. We can use the internet for God's glory. But what we don't do is we don't walk in carnality and sin and worldliness. No. We live according to the Holy Scriptures. And so what these people often do is they'll come up and they'll lie. They lie to the police. He's yelling, he's screaming, he's chasing us. And then they lie about our doctrines. Oh, you don't believe anyone should own anything. Nobody preached that. Jesus told the rich man, because he loved his money, that he should surrender his money and give it to the poor and come follow him. But that's not a mandate for every person to give up every single thing, because there was rich men and rich women in the Bible that actually supported Jesus. Interesting. Shoots that right in the foot, doesn't it? So remember, when you go forth to preach the gospel, brothers and sisters, people are going to lie about you. They did it to our master, and they're going to do it to us. We are no greater than our master. Amen? Hold fast. Don't get in your flesh. Stand, withstand, and then stand. Amen.